Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, A New Way of Doing Politics.
Possibly the most loved and feared woman in America is a 31-year-old ex-waitress from New York's Bronx District. She's the youngest woman ever elected to the House of Representatives, then aged 29, and the voice of her generation with almost 13 million Twitter followers, referred to as simply AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is intelligent, eloquent, and photogenic. But what people think of her depends on their political position. In 2019, Time magazine called her Wonder Woman of the Left, Wicked Witch of the Right. Her political story starts in the financial crash of 2008, when, like millions of other Americans, she and her mother nearly had their home repossessed by the bank. AOC was a teenager at the time. She had lost her dad to cancer and, like her mom, found herself working 18-hour days to pay the bills and save their home while the bankers that had caused the crisis were bailed out with taxpayers' money. Like millions of Americans her age, AOC emerged from the crash deeply critical of America's social and economic model. You can do everything right and have it all taken away. Our economic issues are the result of a system that enriches the few an enormous amount at the cost of the working class and the middle class. In 2018, AOC stunned the Washington establishment by beating one of the most long-standing Democrats to become the party's new representative for New York's 14th Congressional District. From the start, both the Republican right and those on the moderate or older centrist side of her own party have portrayed her as a dangerous left-wing radical, something she disputes. We had much more radicalism in the United States as recently as the 1960s, or talk about how labor unions started in this country. That was radical. People died. It was almost like a war for the 40-hour working week and your weekends. Indeed, she argues it is not that she is a radical, but that American society itself has moved so far to the right in recent times. Ideas of hers that are called dangerous in the USA would be considered moderate in Europe. Guaranteed health care should be normal, she recently said. Trying to save our planet should be centrist politics. Indeed, if AOC is often depicted as radical and dangerous by right-wing politicians and media, it is in big part because they don't want Americans to see the growing extremism that is taking over their own side, the Republican Party. A good example of this was the baseless insistence by many prominent Republicans that the 2020 election was a fraud and that the result should have made Donald Trump the victor. The irony is not lost on AOC. If you want to undermine the very democracy that we claim makes us special and overturn the results of the election, that makes you a moderate Republican, she says. But if you want to guarantee health care in the United States, that apparently makes you a radical, dangerous leftist. Another way of interpreting her demonization by the right, however, is to say it is a sign of how much they fear her, and with good reason, too. In an age of populism, where voters value authenticity in politicians, AOC is a one-woman powerhouse. She has a millennial's ease with social media, regularly live-streaming on Instagram from her kitchen as she cooks and answers questions from her 8.8 million followers. She's instantly likable, and someone you would want as a friend. One such live-stream last year found her in her unfurnished apartment assembling IKEA furniture as she talked. I've been living a completely depraved lifestyle, she joked, in reference to the mattress on the floor and the popcorn she was living off. This is a totally new way of doing politics, one that the older generation can't easily adapt to. AOC is relatable, and her normality is possibly her greatest weapon. I find it revealing when people mock where I came from and say they're gonna send me back to waitressing, as if that is bad or shameful. It's as though they think being a member of Congress makes you intrinsically better than a waitress. But our job is to serve, not rule. The American Constitution states that a person has to be 35 years old to run for president. If the current Democratic president, Joe Biden, has been more progressive and radical in his first months in office than anybody imagined, including AOC herself, it may just be that he knows the next presidential election in 2024 will come 1 month after her 35th birthday. The fact may be that Joe Biden needs AOC's support far more than she needs his.